Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Woke Inc. Inside Corporate America's Social Justice Scam is a nonfiction critique of modern corporate activism by entrepreneur and author Vivek Ramaswamy. Published in 2021, the book argues that large companies have increasingly adopted social justice language and causes not primarily out of principle, but as a strategy for branding, influence, and profit. Ramaswamy examines how terms such as woke, diversity, stakeholder capitalism, and ESG have moved from cultural debate into corporate decision-making. The book is less a neutral history of progressive politics than a polemical analysis of how corporate power can shape public values while presenting itself as morally neutral or benevolent. Its purpose is to challenge the assumptions behind corporate social responsibility and to question whether companies should act as political actors at all. Readers encounter a direct argument for shareholder primacy, a skepticism toward institutional virtue signaling, and a broader claim that business has become entangled with ideological conformity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how corporate social justice became a business strategy. A central argument of the book is that woke language in corporate America is not mainly an expression of ethical conviction. Ramaswamy presents it as a practical tool corporations use to build reputation, attract favorable attention, and align themselves with politically influential consumers and employees. This matters because it shifts the discussion from whether companies support social justice to why they publicly support it. The book suggests that firms often adopt progressive messaging when it is profitable or low risk, then retreat from those commitments when shareholder value is threatened. In that sense, corporate activism becomes a flexible brand strategy rather than a stable moral position. The explanation also highlights why this trend matters politically when corporations become major advocates for social causes. They can help define public norms without democratic accountability. The book therefore treats corporate social justice as a form of power, not just public relations. Secondly, the idea of woke as a broad cultural and corporate label. Ramaswamy traces the expansion of woke from its earlier use among Black activists to a much wider corporate and institutional vocabulary. In the book, the term no longer refers only to awareness of racism, but to a broader system of sensitivity to race, sex, gender, microaggressions, and other perceived injustices. This widening is important because the book argues that once woke becomes a general moral framework, it can be used to justify almost any corporate action, hiring practice, or public statement. The result is not necessarily deeper understanding, but a more powerful identity language that institutions can display. Ramaswamy is especially concerned that this language encourages people to treat demographic categories as proxies for belief or competence. That, he argues, risks reinforcing the very assumptions that anti-racist politics should reject. The book uses this evolution of the term to show how moral language can become detached from the practical goals it originally served. Thirdly, diversity ideology versus diversity of thought. One of the book's recurring claims is that corporations often celebrate demographic diversity while neglecting intellectual diversity. Ramaswamy argues that many companies reduce inclusion to visible identity metrics, such as race and gender representation, without asking whether organizations actually welcome disagreement or independent judgment. This critique is not just semantic. The book suggests that when institutions equate diversity with demographic balance alone, they can end up sorting people into categories and assuming those categories reveal how they think. Ramaswamy presents that tendency as conceptually dangerous because it mirrors a racialized view of human beings. He also argues that narrow hiring logic can become lazy management, substituting symbolic compliance for genuine excellence. The deeper point is that companies may gain public approval by showcasing identity metrics while losing the benefits of robust debate, merit-based evaluation, and creative dissent. For Ramaswamy, true inclusion should expand the range of ideas inside an organization, not only its public image. Fourthly, stakeholder capitalism, ESG, and the political role of corporations. The book is also a direct challenge to stakeholder capitalism and ESG-driven corporate governance. Ramaswamy argues that corporations increasingly claim responsibility not only to shareholders, but to society at large, and that this broader mission invites political activism into business operations. He is skeptical of the idea that executives can reliably serve multiple masters at once without diluting accountability. In his view, shareholder primacy offers a clearer and more honest standard companies should focus on producing strong goods and services rather than acting as moral referees. The book also criticizes ESG because it can turn investment decisions into vehicles for ideological signaling, often through the power of large asset managers and institutional gatekeepers. This section of the argument matters because it connects culture to finance. Ramaswamy is not only disputing slogans, he is questioning the governance model that allows corporations and investors to shape social outcomes without direct public consent. His position is that such influence may be efficient, but not necessarily legitimate. Lastly, wokeness as a form of modern civil religion. Another distinctive feature of the book is its comparison between wokeness and religion. Ramaswamy argues that corporate diversity culture often functions like a belief system with rituals, orthodoxies, and penalties for dissent. He uses this framework to explain why many employees and executives seem compelled to repeat approved language, even when the underlying policies are vague or ineffective. The church-like metaphor also helps explain the emotional force of corporate ideology. It is not merely a set of ideas, but a moral order that can reward conformity and punish heresy. This insight gives the book its sharper edge because it portrays corporate activism as a source of invisible power rather than a collection of isolated public gestures. The practical implication is that critics of corporate wokeness are not simply opposing a policy trend, they are challenging a deeper culture of obligatory moral performance. Ramaswamy uses that critique to argue for open debate, institutional humility, and a more pluralistic view of public life. In conclusion, Woke Inc. will appeal most to readers who want a forceful critique of corporate activism, ESG, and stakeholder capitalism. It is especially relevant for business readers, political conservatives, libertarians, and anyone trying to understand why large firms now speak so openly in the language of social justice. The book offers more than a complaint about branding. It presents a broader argument about accountability, legitimacy, and the limits of corporate moral authority. Readers who disagree with Ramaswamy will still find a clear explanation of why anti-woke politics has become such a prominent business and cultural issue. Those who are undecided may appreciate that the book connects abstract debates to recognizable corporate behavior. From diversity messaging to executive signaling to investor pressure, what makes it stand out in its category is its combination of insider experience, polemical clarity, and a sustained critique of corporate incentives. Compared with generic books about politics and business, it is more focused on a single institutional question, whether corporations should shape social values at all, or instead return to a narrower mission of serving customers and shareholders. If you would like to support Vivek Ramaswamy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.